فادر صاحب. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. مفتي صاحب أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to you on this beautiful Saturday morning. May Allah Ta'ala grant you afiyat and the family. Mufti Saab, the platform is yours.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum ana Salim Kareem. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Brother Zakaria or Mr. Minzi, I'm not sure. And Jazakallahu khairan to our brothers ulama, Maulana Musa Akudi and Maulana Zahir Mangera as well, for the sterling service they're rendering. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihi al-kareem. Amma ba'd, a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytani r-rajim. Bismillahi r-Rahmani r-Rahim. Rabbi shrah li swadri wa yasir li amri واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 27th of Muharram 1446. And inshallah, Monday night we must scan the sky. And inshallah, we will see whether the new moon and crescent is sighted. And then Tuesday, Monday night, Tuesday will be the first of Safar, inshallah al-Aziz. Okay, today with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, we focus on chapter 37, Surah Safat, verses 19, 20 and 21. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala informed us that there will be a day of justice, there will be resurrection. Everybody, everything will come for reckoning and accountability. So how will it happen? Chapter 37, verse 19. فَإِنَّمَا it will only be هِيَ زَجْرَةُ وَاحِدَة it will be one big blast. Such a blast that the whole universe will go through convulsions. Everybody, everything shall perish except him, Almighty Allah, he alone. He was, he is, he will always be the exclusive Khaliq and Creator. Creation, everybody, everything will be blasted to smotherings. كُلُّ شَيْءٍ هَالِكٌ إِلَّا وَجْهَ Chapter 28, verse 88. The Almighty Allah informs us in Surah Qasas, right in the ending. So everybody, everything shall perish. Remember that. And then how will it happen? One huge blast. And after that, فَإِذَا then suddenly, هُمْ يَنْزُرُونَ they will be resurrected and they'll be witnessing and seeing. And what will they see? Chapter 22, verse 2. وَتَرَى النَّاسَ سُكَارَى وَمَا هُمْ بِسُكَارَى وَلَكِنَّ عَذَابَ اللَّهِ شَدِيدٌ And people will see that people are looking like they're intoxicated and drunk, but they are not intoxicated and drunk. But the punishment of Allah is very, very severe. That day there, did you beg Almighty Allah yesterday, today, tahajjud time? Read, O Muslim, Surah 3, Chapter 3, Surah Al Imran, verse 194. وَلَا تُخْزِنَا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ O beloved Allah, do not disgrace and humiliate us on the day of justice, the day of reckoning. People will just see and they will run away from the nearest and dearest people to them. يَوْمَ يَفِرُّ الْمَرْءُ مِنْ أَخِيهِ وَأُمِّهِ وَأَبِيهِ وَصَاحِبَتِهِ وَبَنِيهِ Almighty Allah says, what will happen? Every person will be only worried and concerned about himself or herself. Chapter number 80 and verses 34, 35, 36. A person will run away from his parents, from his siblings, from his wife, spouses, children, everybody. Allah Jalla Wala have mercy on us. Chapter 7, verse 151. وَأَدْخِلْنَا فِي رَحْمَتِكَ وَأَنْتَ رَحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ O beloved Allah, include us in your special, special mercy, whilst you alone are the most merciful one to show mercy. وقالوا, and these non-Muslims and mushrikeen, idol worshippers, Zionists, atheists, all of them, scientists, وقالوا, then they will say, yeah, all this is mentioned in the past tense, but remember, it's still going to unfold. So why did Almighty Allah mention in the past tense? Isharatun ila tayakkun. It's occurring and happening is definite, certain, and there's absolutely no iota of doubt. Inna sa'ata la'atiyatun la rayba fiha. The day of justice is surely definitely coming. There's absolutely no doubt in it. Ya waylana, woe to us. Destruction to us. Hada yawmuddin. This is the day of justice. Maliki yawmuddin. Every day we read that surah and chapter, surah Fatiha, the opening chapter. And Islam is called deen, the religion of justice. Religion of justice politically, economically, socially, across the board and across the spectrum. This is the day of justice. The angels, Almighty Allah will instruct them, tell these people, هَذَا يَوْمُ الْفَصْلِ الَّذِي كُنْتُمْ بِهِ تُكَذِّبُونَ. This is the D-Day, this is the decisive day, which you were continuously rejecting and denying. Today they tell you is D-Day, but remember the real D-Day, the deciding day, and that day the verdict that will be passed, remember, is final. No court of appeal. No one can come and appeal on your part. Every person will be called individually. وَكُلُّهُمْ آتِيهِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ فَرْدًا. So we will appear in the divine court individually, and then we must give our case. What did we do? What are we trying to hide and conceal? Therefore, always beg Almighty Allah. Allah makes us maiman. Allah makes us a true maiman. Which maiman? Ulaika ashabul maimana. Almighty Allah Jalla wala make those people who have received the book of deeds in the right hand. They have the boarding pass and now everlasting bliss, prosperity and happiness. So may Almighty Allah bless us with that. Chapter number 90 and verse number 18. Ulaika ashabul maimana. So what dua must you read? Read now with me. Allahumma yammin kutubana. Allahumma yammin kitabi. Oh Allah, give me my book of deeds in my right hand. Singular. Plural, collectively, for all of us, our wives, our children, our spouses, parents, the entire ummah and muslimah. Allahumma yammin kutubana. Allahumma yammin kutubana. Chapter 90, verse 18. So everything you will find in the Quran Sharif, in the Sunnah Mubarakah, prepare in this world for this day of justice. When a person passes away, man mata faqad qamat qiyamatuhu, he or she passed away, adult, child, male, female, Muslim, non-Muslim, he or she's qiyamat, an individual qiyamat, and day of justice has started already. That is the micro, but then the macro will still unfold. Chapter 99, go read the beginning. إِذَا زُلْزِلَتِ الْأَرْضُ زِلْزَالَهَا وَأَخْرَجَتِ الْأَرْضُ أَثْقَالَهَا وَقَالَ الْإِنسَانُ مَا لَهَا يَوْمَئِذٍ تُحَدِّثُ أَخْبَارَهَا بِأَنَّ رَبَّكَ أَوْحَى لَهَا. When suddenly all the convulsions will take place, the land and the sand will then throw out all its minerals and all its burdens. The person, the non-Muslim who's there witnessing this, will say, what is happening? That day the land and sand will speak and will give all the breaking news. Why? بِأَنَّ رَبَّكَ أَوْحَالَهَا. Because Almighty Allah inspired it. You speak. What crimes, what murder, what genocide, and who was guilty? That is the day of justice. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today, the 27th of Muharram, the year 1446, Gaza genocide, day number 302. We present to you the news, views, interviews locally, nationally, globally, and internationally. Let's give you three breaking news. Number one is Khalid Shah Muhammad and all of them, they have revoked that plea appeal of theirs. You know the Americans, they speak of justice, they speak of human rights, they speak of democracy. They are the biggest terrorists. Khalid Shah and them are languishing there in Gitmo for more than 20 years. 2003, they arrested them. Till now, no due process, nothing, no. They got military court, the torture cells. So Israel says, if America can torture, then why can't we torture? Both Harami's biggest super terrorists. Remember that. We need to name them, shame them, and nail them. Obama said, I will close, remember, Gitmo, Guantanamo Bay, but the Congress and the crooked politicians, the prostitutes and prostitutes of Washington did not allow it. Understand these things here. So now that that plea bargain is gone and has been revoked, you should understand that. Second one, American ships are entering more and more the Middle East to see their illegitimate child, their harami, their bee must not be harmed. What you going to do when Allah harms you, America, and harms Israel? One earthquake, one hurricane, one tsunami, and you finish. Remember that. So nobody can save them. Allah has promised, chapter 7, verse 167, لَيَبْعَثَنَّ عَلَيْهِمْ إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ مَنْ يَسُومُهُمْ سُوَ الْعَذَابِ. Allah Jalla wa Ala will punish them and continuously punish them right till the last day. Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala will punish them. I give you an easy example, which this ummah is fast asleep. Ummah to khabe ghaflat mein hai. This ummah still is dreaming, majority of the people throughout the world. Go see in Toronto, in Canada, and there are pro-Palestinian marches, demonstrations, and they're telling their university authorities, they are telling the government of Trudeau, go to hell. Nobody will stop us. Your intimidation, you're telling us you will hold our degrees, our self-certificates, go to hell. We are standing with the Palestinians, free, free Palestina, from the river to the sea. Nobody can stop it. You thought you murdered and martyred the Kuffar Shias and the Jutlas, the Zionists all together in this. You were going to kill Hamas. Hamas is not a person. It's a movement, a global movement. How we had the anti-apartheid movement against the South African Burkis and Boere and white men who called us coolies and the K-word. This is a global movement. Nobody can stop it. Nor the White House, nor the Knesset, nor other harami as well. And you need to get to terms with that. Next one, you must remember in Sunderland, if you know England and those places, these are all stoked up by the Jutlas, the Zionists. Last night, big chaos there, and they are throwing stones towards the masjid and the mosque and so forth. A black guy, Christian guy, born there, he killed 3 children and so forth, but the right wing and the Zionists will blame the Muslims and so forth. So remember, this is Christian terrorism that was to the front, and now blame the Muslims, just like the Kuffar Shias martyred Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu an, and blame the Sunnis, blame me and you. So yeah, also remember this, that you Mossad, you pull off the job, Americans pulled off 9/11 and blame the Muslims and blame the Arabs and so forth and so on. So that's what you are seeing again, just a replay of that, but they're getting exposed all the time, just like Mr. Crooks. Crooks is dispatched to Jahannam and the hellfire, and he put some tomato sauce, you see there, right on Trump's ear. So Trump became the man of the year, not the man of the year, the harami. And then you see that now they say that the Jews are the terrorists, because Crooks was a Jew. And remember, 100% terrorists they are. So we must, global movement must start on this. Who are the real terrorists? The Jews and the Christians who want to blame the Muslims and hijack it. Our leader waqala qaiduna Ismail lan na'tarif bi Israel. Our leader Hafiz Ismail Haniya al-Shahid was buried yesterday. Hundreds and thousands of people, if not millions, were there in Doha, Qatar. We salute the government of Qatar on this call, Saudi Arabia and the Emirates, Bahrain, Morocco, Jordan, and remember that Jordan and Egypt, all haram Islamis, murtad, ghaddar, traitors to Islam. So they didn't want anything to do with Hamas, and they're not even carrying it much in their media and so forth and so on. So remember, they're keeping it low key. They are the axes of evil. They are the chamchas of Israel and America. You should know that much. If you don't know that, you yourself, you're a moron and an idiot. Just like the Salafi scholars for dollars, remember that. Yesterday, Abdullah, I can't even call him Sheikh. It's a disgrace to call him Sheikh. Yesterday, Abdullah, Allah Ta'ala grant him Sheikh Ismail Haniya, Jannat al-Firdaus. Allah Ta'ala keep the Hamas movement alive. Allah liberate Masjid al-Aqsa and the whole of Palestine. They're giving their lives. And you know what, Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you ulama, you students, wake up, remember that. Inna min afdali ribatikum al-asqalan. Habibuna Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has mentioned the best place to protect, remember, is Asqalan. Hafiz ibn Hajar al-Asqalani, this your Gaza, Asqalan is all part of it. This Jutla stole and occupied this lands, and therefore one settler, one bullet will settle the issue. Go see Haythami's kitab and you will find the hadith there. Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, La tazalu ummati mansurin. They will always be a ummah that will be helped. La yadurruhum man khadalahum man khalafahum. Those people who go against them, who are traitors to them, will not be able to harm them. Allah's help will come to them. Aina hum ya Rasulullah? Where are they, O Master Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? Hum fi Baytul Maqdis wa aknafihim. They there by Baytul Muqaddas, Baytul Maqdis, Masjidul Aqsa and surroundings. So this is barakna hawlahu. Remember that is enshrined in the Quran, beginning of the 15 Jews, 15 Supara, chapter 17, verse 1. So that is Hamas and Jihad Islami, all those who are fulfilling a farz kifaya to protect Masjid al-Aqsa. And remember all these other regimes whose name I took, murtad, kafir, shaitan, remember. Quote my fatwa in any part of the world. Yesterday the Israeli haramis, Sheikh Ikrima Sabri, the oldest imam there, 85 years old, made dua for Sheikh Ismail Haniya, Hafiz Ismail Haniya. They arrested him. Can you believe that? You can't even make dua for the person. Yesterday, Abdullah, I was telling you about him, Abdullah Awad Juhani, in his Jumu'ah, nothing about Palestine, not even one dua, nothing about Aqsa, just praise the king and praise the MBS Murtad bin Shaitan. These are scholars for dollars, a disgrace to call them the imam. And that side there, when Sheikh Ikrima Sabri makes dua, then the biggest terrorist on earth, even by Israeli courts, he was charged for terrorism. Ben Gwee, the harami, he arrested him, and then after a few hours they released him and said that for 6 days you're not allowed to come. On the 8th, till the 8th, you're not allowed to come to Aqsa and so forth. That is your democracy. That is your most moral army. That is your most moral, you must have a police. The biggest terrorists on earth, and the world has seen the genocide unfolding. Alhamdulillah, after 300 days and more of Hamas, and the rockets are still intact, the tunnels are still intact, Yahya Sin Noir is alive, Muhammad Daif is alive. Muhammad Daif is alive. That was the Jewish Hasbara. They sent the news out and said that he's dead. Yesterday the report came from Hamas headquarters that, remember, Muhammad Daif, remember, is still alive. Hafidhullah wa ra'a, Allah protect them all. So 18 rockets fired into Gaza. Bibi not interested in Gaza deal. He's an egoist. He's a war criminal, guilty of genocide. He just wants power, and he thinks by murder, murdering people. This is what you call the killing machine of Israel. Kill, kill, kill. Kill in Palestine, kill in Syria, kill in Lebanon, kill in Iran, kill here, kill there. And the money will come from the Saudis and from Emiratis and all these haramis. That's the truth of the matter. You must be a donkey if you don't understand this type of things. Air prices are soaring in Israel. 1 million jutlas have left. Others are packing up to go. no planes hardly landing there. America cancelled airlines, United and Delta, and British Airlines has cancelled. Some of them said we will only start in March next year. Can you believe that? That is how Allah is punishing them. All in the Quran. وَقَالَتِ الْيَهُودُ يَدُ اللَّهِ مَغْلُولًا. The Jutlas, the Haramis in the time of the Prophet Muhammad, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that Allah Ta'ala is stingy. Allah said, غُلَّتْ أَيْدِيهِمْ. The Jutlas, the Jews are stingy. وَلُعِنُوا بِمَا قَالُوا. And Allah has cursed them forever what they said. A khuya juat as a dwaya juat. Ye as natswa seinach, natswa a juat. You are stingy in Afrikaans. The Afrikaners, the Boere in apartheid, they hated the Jews. So they coined these two terms. You are stingy just like a juat, just like a Jew. A good Jew is a dead Jew. As the apartheid regime, those who are still living, they will tell you. Now what happened that day in Tel Aviv, Jerusalem, wherever it was Tel Aviv, so the Turkish embassy, Turkish consul, whatever it is, they lowered their flag, right? And they said, we are mourning for Hafiz Ismail Haniya al-Shahid, rahimahullahu rahmatan wasi'a. So Israel summoned their envoy. He said, hey, you can't be doing this here. You want to mourn him? You must do all that in Turkey. So much for your democracy. Israel is an illegitimate state, a fraudulent state. One settler, one bullet. They are squatters there, remember that. Mexico criticizes America. America, your nose is too long. You see that? So now what you are doing, that you are poking your nose there in the affairs of Venezuela. Now you say Gonzalez, the opposition, won and Maduro lost. You don't have the right to do all that. So remember, at least Mexico spoke the truth and they want to bring a coup there. They want their chamchas everywhere. That is America. Go see from World War II. How many countries they invaded, more than 50 countries. How many places was regime changed? They murdered more than 1 million people in Iraq, more than 500,000 children based on a lie. You remember Colin Powell? You remember George W. Bush? You remember Condom Condi Rice? They told her in Blackburn, eh, Condi Rice, you condom. Remember that in this masjid, in this mosque, only basmati rice allowed. No other rice is allowed. They kicked her out and dumped her. So remember, oh, Jack Straw had to resign because of that. These are people, I met them, you must remember, in Blackburn, and they told me the whole story. It was an excellent story. Can you believe Tel Aviv, Israel, is the gay capital, remember this. I told you there's too many similarities between the Jutlas and the Shias. They love the backdoor business. Adam and Eve doesn't appeal to them. Adam and Steve appeals to them. Haramis they are. The Shias, Kufar, write in their books, you must remember that. Go read to Khomeini's book, Tawdihul Masail. You can make muta prostitution for 1 hour. Go read Baqir Majlis's book and so forth. He wrote that Idyanul Adbar is permissible. To sodomize your wives is permissible. So imagine this gay capital, Israel, has that there. Cursed by Almighty Allah. The American doctors are releasing, I sent it out late last night, read that, you'll see it's covered, because we don't allow all these women and men and all that who are, you understand? So anyway, so deliberately children were targeted and are being targeted in Gaza, 16,000 plus minus, that was that time, must be over 20,000 now, murdered and martyred by the Israeli regime. Kamala Harris is officially now the nominee for the Democratic Party. They will have a big bash in Chicago, remember, in 2-3 weeks time, where she will announce her deputy and VP who will be the vice president. First time Hillary Clinton is burning, and remember, she's thinking about Monica and Bill, that how come an African lady, Soma Nohal, if you know Afrikaans, that Indian lady, she's half African, half Indian. So imagine some Indians, blacks might come into the White House and so forth, and she stands a very good chance because Trump is a nutcase, they all know that, making storms everywhere. You know Stormy Daniels. France warns its citizens leave Iran as quick as possible. Putin. Putin is a big harami. That's why I like him. He's donating and giving the Americans, Europe and NATO a good hiding. So they had a prisoner swap, you see. That they had, you know, Russia and all these characters. So now he's the winner in that. He came out the best. So this BBC said Putin is the winner of the prisoner swap. 2/3 of the buildings there are damaged in Gaza al-Mubarakah, United Nations report. And Modi, another the terrorist. And remember, we can never ever forget and forgive what he did in Gujarat. So the butcher of Gujarat, so he and Putin, you see, they are building. This is a good move on his part, let me tell you that. So New Delhi building a mega, mega port for big, big ships and all that. The trade with Russia and India is booming, and America and Israel, and nobody can stop it. Remember that. Yemenis killed Israel. Where? At the Saudi border. Remember, there's so many things there. Some of them are roasted, toasted, all their privates exposed, so I can't show that. But if you want it from me, I'll send it to you on a one-to-one basis. 071-888-1184. So remember, well done. I told you Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam made 3 du'as for the people of Yemen, all in Bukhari Sharif. Allahumma barik lana fi Yemenina al-imanu yamaniyun wal-hikmatu yamaniya. Ya Allah, give barakah to the people of Yemen and blessings. And they have true iman, they have the great wisdom, and they're the poorest Arab country, and they're taking on the Israelis and dispatching them, and how they roasted them and toasted them. Saudis allowing Israelis to come there at their border, and remember what they're doing, that we will hit Yemen. You know, MBS, when he became defense minister, first thing he did was attack Yemen, and he lost because he's a Najdi. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not make dua for them, these Najdis, Haramis, Wahhabis. 700,000 Ukrainians prepared to leave Russia, prepared to leave Ukraine, remember, in the next 2 years. They're all packing up and going. They had Putin warned and gave them a big hiding. The Western world will tell you, you must have a free press. Turkey blocks Instagram. Why are you censoring the messages for Ismail Haniyeh? Why are you censoring the messages of the people of Palestine and the supporters of Palestine? So much for Instagram. And there you must remember Malaysia. So they took on, you must remember, and criticized Facebook and said, how come you are blocking the messages for Ismail Haniyeh and so forth? All haramis, all this, the mass media, remember that. All pro-Israel, we need to name them and shame them. America, remember, also being punished by Allah. So you know the percentage of people who don't have jobs, inflation increasing. So now when they released, you must remember the second quarter, if you know the financial terminology, then the job, people don't have jobs, has increased by 4.3%. Israel says journalists were Hamas spies. They murdered 2 journalists, and they were had the press TV and all that of Iran, and they were acting on behalf of Hamas, acting on behalf of Al Jazeera. They cold-bloodedly murdered them, as they murdered Shirin Abu Akila. She's a Christian, and the world saw what they did, the haramis. They murdered over 200 journalists. This is Israel, the rogue, apartheid, terrorist, Nazi regime, Hitler's children, the squatters. Let's come here to South Africa. Can you believe? Let me tell you this. Me, I'm very happy about this. That I never ever voted ANC. By next elections, remember that this year we had elections, right? So in May, so it was 2024. So your next elections will be 2029. Your ANC will be definitely in the opposition. Let me tell you that. I don't think the people are going to vote for them. Remember, that party is imploding like you can't believe. See this now. ANC Youth League, they dissolve the structures in Limpopo, so they don't have anybody there. Can you see how they're imploding? Yeah, in Johannesburg, the city manager, people can't pay their bills. We have to pay 200 and extra per household and all that for the pre-meters and prepaid meters and so forth. The shaitans and that bring his name, and he gets a salary increase of 3.3%. Can you believe that? That's why I tell you that these jokers, they are clowns. And there, I told somebody yesterday, Alibaba had 40 thieves. We got 400 crooked people in parliament. Parliament, the comedians are there, the haramis are there, Muslim, non-Muslim, not worth what one, according to me, is fit to do his job properly. They're all there just to serve their own interests and their party's interests. Now look at South African courts and judicial system. The court sentences the VBS boss to how many years? 495 years. Judge, I think that you, when I was very young, they told us you must be sober like a judge. Judge, were you sure you were sober that day when you gave this guy 495 years? Remember, Islam says these crooked guys, hang them, punish them, give them the death penalty. You will save all the taxpayers a lot of money, millions and billions. So that's our beloved country, South Africa. Programs for today, inshallah. Allah, 7 to 9, Mawlana Khalid Yaqub, 2:30 to 3, Mawlana Musa Lahir, 5 to 6, Mawlana Mutala, inshallah, and thereafter 6 to 8, Naat Qiraat with Brother Suleiman Esop. And tomorrow morning, no program. Mawlana Salim has to spend quality time with his wife and Appa. Allah reward them always and the family. And inshallah, we will go to Aikenhof. Hazrat Mufti Rizaul Haqsaf's majlis is there. And inshallah, after Ishraq, so that's around 7:15 inshallah in the morning tomorrow afternoon Q&A inshallah al-Aziz with Hafiz Hussain Wadi. We have 13 minutes left, Morana. Let's fire up inshallah.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Mufti Sahab, who are the madkhalis? What are their beliefs and thinking, Mufti Sahab?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. If you understand Saudi politics from the time of King Abdul Aziz, you understand Ali Saud, he another corrupted character, and these are all his sons, right till Salman. So remember that each one of them, you must remember, had their support brace. You know, under the Bura, they had the Bruder bond, the Bura bond. So this are the Saudi bond. So whatever the king does, whatever the crown prince does, they will give it a spin. They call them madkhalis. The person can be the worst character like MBS and they are supporting him. They have the money, they have the resources, and they have their chamchas and spies, and they will give it on social media and so forth. They will tell you Hamas are the friends of the Shias and Hamas are not good Muslims and so forth and so on. So these are the madkhalis to divert the attention away from the rotten and the murtads and haramis running Saudi Arabia. They will defend the Saudi leadership at all times, and they got their Salafi scholars with them who are paid millions and millions. So always remember, madkhalis are the sellouts and 100% supporters, and all these guys who collect wages from Saudi Arabia directly, indirectly are contributing to the madkhalis. You know who they are. So they'll wear their red scarves and they will be here and there. They won't speak one word against Najdis. They Najdis, these people, remember that. Mustafa Rahmatulil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam refused to make dua for them, hadith in Bukhari Sharif.
Mufti Sahab, kindly comment on the arrest of the Imam of Masjidul Aqsa by the Zionist, Sheikh Ikrama Sabri.
Yes, yesterday, remember, that is what happened, that they arrested him, 85 years old, and you will hardly find it in the Western press. You Muslims, what you doing this weekend? All these things that we send out, we send it to thousands, you must multiply it and send it to millions of people. That is how we win the war against them. Remember, information war, because we have the numbers. We brought, you must remember, McDonald's to its knees. We brought, you must remember, Starbucks to his knees, alhamdulillah. We're bringing KFC to his knees, all haram, and now Woolworths in big trouble. For what must you go Woolworths this weekend, I'm asking you, or any day? You got no shame? You don't have iman? You must show these jutlas and all those who support the jutlas. We're going to teach you such a lesson, remember. You better pack up and leave and go settle in Israel. That is our message to the jutlas and their supporters.
Mufti Sahab, your comment on the janaza of Salah of Hafiz Ismail Haniya.
Remember that today in various parts of the world they're having Salatul Janaza Ghaiban in absentia. So this is an academic discussion. He Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was, is, will always be. You must remember the only exclusive Rahmatul Lil Alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as enshrined in the Noble Quran chapter 21 verse. One person asked me, why you say you remember? I'm a teacher here. So when I used to teach the students at Darul Uloom, so I used to tell them, you must remember this. So therefore that habit carries on, because we want you to learn something, not just be a passenger and carry on. So we want you to learn, and it must dil mein utarna hai, it must enter your brains and your heart also. So nevertheless, this whole argument, debate, discussion comes from here. Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam allowed the sahaba, the first hijrah and migration in history of Islam took place to Africa, Ethiopia, Habasha. So there Jafar radiallahu ta'ala read the noble Quran, Surah Maryam. Najashi, Negus, was the ruler. He was not yet Muslim. Chapter 5 and verse number 83. Almighty Allah speaks of it in the beginning of the seventh juz, the seventh supara. Wa idha sami'u ma unzila ila rasuli tara ayunahum tafidu min ad-dam. When they heard the Quran, O Muslim, we are born Muslims, we embrace Islam, and not one day we cried when we heard the Quran. These are not Muslims, and they're already crying. Allah loved their actions so much, and then they brought Iman and Islam. There and then, Amanna faktubna ma shahideen. Ya Allah, we announce our Iman. Allah revealed verses for them. Chapter 5, verse 83, the beginning of the seventh supara, the seventh juz of the noble Quran. So he did a favor to the companions and students of the Master alayhi salam. He passes away. Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam takes the Sahaba out of Masjid Nabawi, and then they read Salatul Janaza Alal Ghaib. This is what the Master alayhi salam did. And then now the Fuqaha, the jurors came. Is this permissible or not? That year in South Africa, in Manchester, in Indonesia, and millions of people, different parts of the world read. So the Shafi'is and the Hanbalis say it's permissible. The Hanafis and the Malikis say it's not permissible. They say the body of the deceased must be there, then only you can read it. But we ourselves, for example, in the Haramain, in Makkah Mukarrama, 1999, when Sheikh Abul Hasan Nadwi Nawwarallahu Marqadahu passed away, and they announced 27 night, what an honor. So we read the Salatul Janaza, so behind of Sheikh Abdullah As-Subayyil Rahim. When we were in Medina Munawwara and they announced Yasser Arafat, the leader of the PLO and so forth, Palestinian Authority, whatever you want to say. So he passed away. Sheikh Huzaifi read, I still remember that he performed the Salatul Janaza. So I was there in Medina and we read. I don't know if you remember more Salim Karim. You were there, I was there in Karachi, and Hazrat bin Nuri Nawwarallahu Marqadahu, who was alive. 1975, when the Israelis and the Americans, they are chamcha, they bribe one Saudi guy up to assassinate King Faisal al-Shahid. He was a good person. Allah grant him Jannatul Firdaus al-A'la. So then the Saudi ambassador and the Saudi staff and some Arab guys came there to Madrasa Arabiya Islamiyah, that was the name that time in Newtown Madrasa, and they read Salatul Janaza Ghaib. I don't know if you participated, but I participated. I remember it was something new for us. We said, let's try it out. Kullu jadidin laziz, you know. Then Hazrat bin Nuri shouted the students, why you all participated, you know. So anyway, so this is academic discussion. Hanafis, Malikis say, to read Salatul Janaza not permissible when the body is not there, and that is there. They say this incident of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam is khususiyat, is only solely exclusively for the Master alayhi salam. The Shafi'is, humbly say no, that if the Master alayhi salatu salam did it, then we can also do it. So that is where we stand. So these are ikhtilaf. Remember, you can't say halal haram. You will say of afdaliyat and not afdaliyat. Yes, the Hanafi should not be the imam and so forth, but you follow. So gunjaish nikal sakti hai, there is scope for that, remember.
Mufti Sahab, when does the month of Safar begin, and what's the virtue of the month of Safar?
MashaAllah, that the Saudis, you know, they got moon Samis. So the moon Samis will tell you Sunday night, the day it is already sighted. It's only 29 days for them on Sunday. By us, today is 27. By them, today is 28. Tomorrow, Sunday, is 29 by them. And by us, 29 will be Monday. So tomorrow night, they will tell you moon sighted. They got no sighting, remember. And in that case there, they will say that Safar has started. They just follow the Taqweem Umm al-Qura. If you look at it, what is the birth of the moon and conjunction and so forth, the burn, you call the proper term conjunction, it will be maximum 4, 5, 6 hours. Not possible even with a telescope. But so they already announced, you just go to their Taqweem and see Monday first Safar and so. So therefore we reject Saudi and the Kufar regime of Saudi, especially of today. And the Salafi scholars who are silent, taking money from them, hang your heads in shame. You sold your soul to the devil. So we, Monday night, we will scan the sky, because Monday is the 29th, and it's 29 hours as well, and more or less this way, that way, the chances are very good. So inshallah, inshallah al-Aziz, Monday night, whilst we're doing the Q&A, inshallah, with Hafiz Wadi, we will announce the moon has been sighted, multiple sightings within South Africa, Southern Africa, and that will usher in the month of Safar with a sword. I'm traveling now next week to Northern Natal, Freyheit, and then Dannhauser, and then Dundee, and then Newcastle. You call it Safar with a scene. And Safar with a sword. Why? Because the people used to think this month of Safar is a month of suffering. Till today, our Indian people, they think, oh, musibat tai, you must never get married. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came. He was, he is, he will always be the only rahmatul lil alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to abolish and demolish these beliefs. Hadith in Bukhari Sharif, la swafara. You must say with a sword, not with a scene. La swafara. Our calendars are ready, and Monday night we will send it out, inshallah, which events took place and so forth on behalf of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. So remember, for you to get married, for you to have walima, for you to have all that, totally permissible. And we must never entertain the pagan belief of jahiliyyah, of paganism, that this is a bad month and a month that has got bad luck. Time is neutral. It's a container. You can pour zamzam in it. You can pour alcohol on it. What you're doing this weekend? What you're doing next weekend? So that is what we should understand according to the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah.
Mufti Sahab, what do you think of people getting married at a young age?
Very good. What can we say when the Master alayhi salatu wasalam said, hadith in Bukhari Sharif, the first hadith in Mishkat Sharif in Kitabun Nikah, Ya ma'ashara shabab, O you group of youngsters, manistata'a minkumul ba'ata falyatazawaj, those of you who got the physical means, you're not sickly and nothing wrong with you, you're not half past six and so forth, and you got the financial means, falyatazawaj, get married. Fa innahu aghaddu lil basari wa ahsanu lil farj. Remember, it will then lower your gaze and protect your private part. Majlis time. Majlis. Wednesday night, Hazrat Mufti Rizaul Haq Sahab, our beloved Ustad, myself, we have intense discussion. I say, Hazrat, I want to ask you two questions. Jabir bin Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala got married there in Medina Munawwara after his father Abdullah passed away. Everything happened in Medina. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was there. But it seems, if we look at it, then the Master alayhi salam was not invited for that nikah. He said, bilkul sahih hai. So that is why it's exactly correct what I'm saying. Therefore, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked Jabir, tazawwaj ta bikran aw thayyiba. Did you marry a virgin or a matron, a lady who was married before? He said, no, I married a matron. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua for him because he had so many sisters. Abdurrahman bin Auf radiallahu anhu came in the presence of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and on his kurta mubarak there was like some yellowish zafran color marks. The Master alayhi wa sallam asked him, he said, no, I got married and now all this and so. See, sahaba, right in Medina, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Medina, and many a time or sometime the Master alayhi salam was not invited. Today, everything used to happen quick there, no wasting time and all that. So we, if we don't get invited, we do, we turn our face, this guy, what the hell, he thinks he never invited me. I'm the most famous Maulvi and Sheikhul Islam in this town, in this country, and... So you see, our brains are gone cock-eye and upside down, you must remember that. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the president, people delay the nikahs. My sheikh is coming. If your sheikh told you to delay the nikah for 6 months and all, he's not fit to be a sheikh. In Islam, get your children married. That is what Islam is teaching early. Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha was married at the age of 15. Can you imagine that in Ramadan? May Almighty Allah grant us all pious spouses and pious children. Ameen. Barakallahu fiqh. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.